And now, welcome on the call, the head coach at Hampton, Robert Punney. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Very tight, hard-fought game for your team against Maine. You guys come up a little short, 31-24. Just as you've gone back and looked at the game, give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, first of all, you want to give Maine a lot of credit. I knew that the quarterback was a good player. He's very strong. The running back ran well. They had good receivers, and they came out and gave an effort. They was a little bit better than we were, you know, on Saturday. So give them a lot of credit and stuff. But I saw, I thought our kids played hard. I thought, we made a lot of mental mistakes that we shouldn't have made. And the result of it, you know, having three turnovers and still being, you know, losing by 7 points. I thought turnovers made the difference. And that was the reason for us not being successful.
Got a couple questions for you. The first from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
Where did you see the most improvement against Maine from your game at Delaware?
You know, I think the biggest thing it was that our offense got going. I mean, they started to come together. It was in a situation where, you know, we was looking for some consistency out of the quarterback spot, and we got that, even though we had those interceptions. But I thought overall Malcolm played well. You know, we're starting to gel offensively now. We're a very young group, you know. Once again, you know, you go back to quarterback having, you know, what, 5 games under his belt of FCF experience, and also with the O-line has, you know, 3 guys are redshirt freshmen. So they're starting to come together. I was real happy. I knew that you know, Mang, I watched him in the Boston College game, and also, you know, watched them with the New Mexico game. I knew they were a dangerous football team because they got a lot of veteran guys on their team. And I knew coming in that our guys, you know, we had to play well and play mistake free football. We wasn't able to do that. But, you know, I like the way that the offense is starting, you know, to gel.
Tell me about a few guys, you know, a couple of you guys that have kind of, you know, surprised you and then broken through and become, you know, solid players for you.
Well, I think the guy that stands out, after, you know, especially after Saturday's game, is Tyler Thompson. We've been, you know, Tyler is a redshirt freshman. We knew he's a track guy. We had been waiting on him to, you know, to start making some plays, and he got involved. And, you know, we played without Ramon Copeland, and anytime you lose a guy like that, that's a lot of part of our big part of our offense to lose. But, you know, Tyler stepped in and did a great job. So if I had to point out one guy, it would be Tyler Thompson on offense.
And do you expect to have Ramon back for the Albany game? And talk a little bit about Albany, what kind of challenges they present.
Well, I think, you know, as far as Ramon go, we got to wait on the medical staff, you know, that Sunday, their kids. So they will let us know. I will meet with them this evening around 3 o'clock, and they'll give me an update on his status. But as far as Albany go, I mean, you can tell veteran football team. You watch the Mama game, you know, number 0, the transfer from Pitt. I mean, the kid is a good player. I mean, he's about 5'10", 229 pounds. He runs hard. You know, he's probably, you know, he's one of the top leading rushers in the FCS. I mean, you know, you're gonna see a lot of counter. You know, the quarterback, he's, you know, he reminds me a little bit of Nolan from Delaware, you know, with his size and stuff and the way he moves around. And they're a well-coached football team. I mean, they're not going to do a lot on defense, but they're solid. They play fundamental. They sound football. I mean, it's just a well-coached team, very physical football team if you watch it. And then the thing that stood out to me, though, with them was that they had 90 plays in the game, and Mama had 44. So they ate a lot of clock up, and that was one of the things that stood out to me. So that lets me know that, you know, they believe in, you know, in that time possession of the clock.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Next question from Stephen Curry. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, hey, I just wondered what impressed you the most about the play of Maine's quarterback, Joe Fagnano, this past Saturday?
Tough. You know, He's a tough kid. I mean, he made some plays on the power read play. You know, it's you can tell he's a veteran guy. When it got down to it, his at the end, his experience kicked in, and he made some plays with his feet and he, but he also threw the ball well. He just stood up for his team. He was very gutsy player. I mean, just very tough, you know, tough. And the thing about him, he's a very cerebral quarterback. You know, he's not going to beat himself. You know, you can disguise stuff, but he reads the defense well. I mean, he was outstanding against us.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Robert, Malcolm had 230 yards through the air and 3 touchdowns. Obviously, made some big plays to Dedekis and Tyler, as you mentioned. But then had the 3 picks. When you've gone back and looked at the picks, errors on his end or just stuff he can learn from? What did you see?
Yeah, stuff he can learn from. We got down in there. We was up by 7 points, and you know he's you know, just take what the defense give you, and we could have kicked the field goal and been up by 10. He just, you know, it comes with the growing pains of not having no experience. He don't have a lot of experience, and he's learning as he goes. He'd be fine. You know, I think sometimes you have to go through things to learn to get better, and I think experience is a good teacher. It gives a test first and the lesson last, and I think that's what's happening in Malcolm's case.
Your defense, as you touched on, you guys had held Maine to 17 through 3 quarters. You're up 7 going into the fourth, and they're able to put a couple of drives together. What happened in the second half? Was it a thing where your guys kind of wore down a little bit?
No, it wasn't that. It's the quarterback made some plays. Mm-hmm. No, it came down to, just like anything else at the end, the veteran leadership kicked in. You know, we got to learn to finish. We got to learn to finish it. And that comes with, you know, time, but we're getting there. And that's what I like about this football team. We're close. We're very close, you know. And I was telling the guys, you know, last night, if you look at it, you're talking about a team that was still picked. This Maine team is a veteran team, but they were also picked to finish 8th with, you know, guys, you was picked to finish last, and we're in the fight. So we're fighting. That's the good thing, and we're getting better.
You touched a little bit talking about the running back Sibley and the quarterback. Not only is he making plays with his arms, but his leg. And you mentioned compared him to Nolan. What makes quarterbacks like that so difficult to defend when they can hurt you both ways?
Extend plays, plays. And I think that when you get that, you know, if you don't plaster those in the back secondary, and you know, stay on them, they can make plays downfield. And stuff. So you gotta have good eyes against those guys.
All right, Robert. Thanks. Oh, we got another question from Mark Singlish. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Robert, through 2 league games so far, anything stand out so far about the caliber of CAA play and what you're getting used to here?
Yeah, it's a tough conference. I mean, it's a physical conference, and you know, from the offense and the defensive line, it's very physical. I think that, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm starting to see that, you know, our guys, I'll get better feel, I think Maine got a good football program. I really do. I think they got, when I look at the veteran guys in that group and I look at the quarterback and you look at the offensive line, that's a dangerous football team. You know, that record didn't indicate who they were. And if you go back and look at who they played, just look at the top 25. That's what the CAA is. It's a tough conference. It's a great conference agreement, man. We enjoying this ride. I mean, hey, we have to, man. We got nothing to lose. We're looking forward to going to Albany, man.
Thank you.
All right, Robert. Thanks as always for the time this afternoon. Safe travels to Albany, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, you guys take care.
Take care. Thanks.